particularly whistleblowers, is almost like the sports version of daytime. And like when you look back on it, it was like a pivotal moment in the Ashes series. And I just had no clue what was going on, other than I was just saying, like, why don't they smash the ball? Like, there's space there, hit the ball there.
Hi, I'm Erin Velak, and I've made it my mission to interview the members of the University of Nottingham's student radio station, URN. Join me to uncover how our members got into student radio, what they're listening to in their free time, and their most iconic pieces of clothing that might make you recognise them as you're walking around campus. I want to know who they are when the mics aren't live, so let's find out. This is Off Air with URN. I'm here today with Toby Reynolds, who is URN's head of social media. Is that the official title?
Head of online content.
Online content, yes. Okay. But you tend to do the social media.
That's pretty much the only online content.
And you're also a member of sport, which is, you're the first one I've got on the podcast.
Yes, exactly.
So thank you for, completing my collection, is what we call it. And most importantly, you do the same degree as me.
I do, yes, exactly.
You do economics, both in third year, and we now spend every day with each other.
Well, not Fridays.
Not Fridays.
Not Fridays.
Do you not have anything on a Friday?
No lectures on a Friday.
I've got a lecture on a Friday.
What lecture have you got on a Friday?
International money and microeconomics or something like
what?
That. I need another 10 credit module.
Anyway. Rookie.
Well, it made sense and I can explain why it makes sense, but we don't need to. The listeners don't care about
they might care.
Cases. Well, if they really want to know, I was doing a placement last semester. So I knew I was going to have one day a week taken up by a placement. So there was no point me doing more modules.
Lost
semester. So that was the big reasoning behind it. But you know what? Now we're talking about economics. That's where we can start. Your degree. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's fine.
What's been your favourite modules? And the best part is I actually know what
you
we're talking
know exactly.
About.
We can go a deep discussion into economic theory.
I think we should. I think everyone would love it. But yeah, what's been your number one module?
Favourite module? I don't know really. I quite enjoyed. We did a political module last year together, which was good.
That's my favourite.
That was, I wouldn't necessarily say it was my favourite. It was quite a simple module, and the lecturer seemed quite nice.
She was lovely.
But I reckon my favourite module is possibly either micro or industrial economics last year.
I never did industrial.
I'm not actually doing either of them this year.
So they scared you off a little bit, but...
Well, it's more that I think I really enjoyed them because the lecturers were really good.
Yes.
Which I think is key in... at uni.
I won't name names, but there was a certain lecturer who did a module I really wanted to do, but I decided not to do because of the lecturer, because I didn't like them.
Ooh.
And that is a module we are now doing together, so I'm now doing the advanced version of this
module. I know which one then.
Because I think you did that module last year.
Yes, yeah.
And I just, in first year, we had a taster of a few different people.
Yeah.
I hated him.
No, yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
And I feel like no one's come back and said he was the best lecturer ever. But are there any lecturers you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not any, I don't want to specify maybe, because I feel like, you know, it's a bit rude to the others if we don't shout
Martin.
Out.
Martin. Shout out Martin from first
year. Oh, yeah, too far, I like Martin from first year.
I can't remember exactly what
Martin
he did.
Martin Jensen?
Yes, Martin
Growth
Jensen.
And Development he did.
Yes, and then he also did Micro or Macro or one of them.
Yes.
Anyway, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. I miss you.
He probably was doing modules this year you could have done and you decided not to.
No, I looked. I genuinely looked. No, he's only doing first year, it seems.
Shame.
I miss Martin. Always in our hearts. So economics going okay. What made you do economics?
Well, so for my A-levels I did economics, maths, further maths and physics. And I didn't want to do maths and I didn't want to do physics. And when I was choosing my A-levels, I knew I didn't want to do maths or physics at
you
uni.
Just thought they were
and
good.
They were my best two subjects by quite a fair way, and I enjoyed them both, so I thought I might as well. Mm. And then I was hoping I was going to like economics enough at A level that I'd want to do it at uni. Otherwise, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but I kind of always knew I was going to do it. And it's a fairly well rounded degree as well.
It is, because I was going to say the fact that you did physics and maths, and they were my best subjects were history and English.
Yeah. Other end of the spectrum
completely. And I didn't take physics, I had to do a science and I chose biology. You know, I did the complete opposite, and you don't have to be good at maths to do economics, I will say.
Well, at uni it's helpful
to an extent, but you have to have a good understanding of it. You don't have to be good at it.
No.
You don't have to be a mathematician. just in our talking, I have thought of a very important question. So you call it economics. I've always called it economics. Now, can we please discuss? I don't know what the correct answer is.
I switch between them both.
Okay, okay. I don't feel so bad.
No.
Do you call it econ or econ?
Econ.
It's econ, yeah. But economics. That's what most people...
Economics. Yeah, I don't
economics.
Know.
Economics. I don't know. I think it's a British-American thing, which most I've likely. Accidentally picked on picked up economics.
Economics, yeah. You can get all your listeners to vote in a poll, I reckon.
You know what? That's what I'd do. Listeners, please vote. This would be completely skewed because I believe the majority of listeners are British, live in the UK, things like that. But maybe
we consume a lot of American media, though.
We do. And I, in particular, I have a lot of American media. Do you have an American media in mind that you're thinking of?
Oh, iCarly.
Was that kind of like the TV show
yeah.
of your youth?
Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, like the good stuff.
Do you have a preference between the two? Were you a Nickelodeon or a Disney Channel?
Nickelodeon, definitely. Yeah. Disney Channel was good, but mainly for the films, I thought. Like all the sort of like TV films it did. So
the
like
coms.
Yeah. But then I didn't really like so much the TV shows they had. Like I wasn't a fan of like Wizard of Waverly Place or anything like that. Like it was fine and I'd watch them.
Okay.
But my default, my go-to was Nickelodeon.
So you're going for the iCarly. Victorious,
exactly.
All that lot.
The good stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. I dabble between the both. I think Disney's got my heart and my wallet, but...
It still has my wallet as well. I've got Disney Plus as well. Although, there's actually a new iCarly that's come out, like a remake.
Have you watched that?
Yeah, really good. I quite like it. It's now just a classic sitcom.
Yeah.
It's just like iCarly, but more adult.
Are you a fan of the American sitcom?
Yeah, yeah, I'd say, yeah. But even then, only sort of some of them, like How I Met Your Mother, love it.
Mm.
Friends, good, but I wouldn't rewatch. I binged it in my year off. I was working at a school, and during like actual class time, because I wasn't doing anything, I just watched Friends. So it was quite good.
Friends was my year nine.
Ooh, that's quite early.
My year nine existence. I think it's when it came onto Netflix.
My dad
got Netflix quite quickly because we used to have the film Love Film subscription, which then became Netflix.
Yeah.
So he was already kind of signed up to the company, and when they changed their name, they're now making it more easy for me to get content. I'll keep going. He likes films. We're going to go to one of the questions I prepped you for earlier, and then I'm going to ask you about social media because it'd be wrong not to as the online...
Head of online content.
Online content. Man. You have to put man at the end. Well, unless you don't want to, No judging.
Cancel culture's coming for you, Aaron.
Sorry, guys. Yes, one of the questions I prepped you for earlier, which I'm glad I did, because I asked you, what is your specialist subject? That it would be on like Mastermind, something like that, and you turn around to me and went cricket. And we haven't even mentioned this. You have a cricket podcast. You do a lot of sport. Cricket is your go-to.
Cricket is my go-to, yeah.
Worked for cricket.
Yeah.
People, companies.
Cricket.
Is the 100 a company?
Yeah, it's owned by the ECB though.
Okay.
So I don't know
if it
officially
is. We'll just call it a tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you've been employed by cricket and just very immersed in cricket, it seems.
Yeah.
So I said you weren't allowed to have it as your special subject.
No. I was thinking the other one I'd have to go for was probably Harry Potter.
Classic.
I feel like
you're a big Harry Potter fan.
Big Harry Potter fan. I had like, I only ever read the first book, and then I had the audiobooks like on the CD player, and Stephen Fry used to read them, and I've listened to them so many times, like ridiculous amounts. I still listen to them vaguely now. Like I reckon I re-listened to them all maybe during lockdown.
I did.
A couple times.
I did. My lockdown was I read all the Harry Potter books, then I listened to all the audiobooks, and then I found a podcast of a guy who, it's called Potterless, and it is my favourite podcast. He starts at the age of 23 and starts reading the Harry Potter books, and every week he'd do a couple chapters with a guest. So basically, I was reliving the story, but through someone re-experiencing it for the first time, and they always had a guest on who knew the books and loved the books. And so that accompanied me for a long time.
That's really
many
cool.
Many hours, especially because it's like an hour per every two chapters.
Yeah.
He's made his way through the series. He's made his way through all the spin-off content and everything. And it was very much my lockdown was anything Harry Potter.
You might have to do, I reckon, a special where you do the mastermind questions for everyone who's come on.
Oh, that's genius.
Because then you can actually find out whether people have chosen the right mastermind topic or whether they just you need to kick them off.
Well, you are. I do think, Toby, you are quite a quiz master at heart.
I do love a quiz.
If that was a potential career, would that be yours?
I'd say yes, yeah. I mean, it's good fun really asking quiz questions. Me and Dom do a lot of them in Sticky Wicket.
Yes, you do your... what's it called? The Quick Over. The Quick Over?
The Quick Over.
What? Super Over.
There
super
we
over.
Go, yeah.
I listen. Yeah.
And we had our URN Ashes, where for all the first year we had, like, me and Dom were... one of us would write a quiz for the other every week, basically.
Yeah, you both like that kind of stuff.
It's good fun, yeah.
You did Whistleblowers last year, which is...
Again, comedy quiz called. Sports show, yeah.
It's quite fun. I did enjoy listening to Whistleblowers. I used to... Because I had tutoring until 11, and it started at 11. So my Sunday mornings was like, wake up, just for my tutoring, do my tutoring. I'd put Whistleblowers on, I'd listen to it, and I'd just, like, get ready for my day and, like, cook my breakfast and stuff like that. And I always really liked it.
Nice.
So I recommend... Still going this year, I
believe? Yeah, Luke Lovett's hosting
Luke
it this
Lovett's
year.
Hosting. Haven't listened to it this year, but I haven't been tutoring, so...
No, exactly.
So I'm still asleep probably at that time on a Sunday.
Rightfully so.
It's almost afternoon. I probably should be up. Mm. It's like 11.
You're probably vaguely waking up at the time.
Yeah. So you've done a lot of sports content for your own. What's been your, I guess, most passionate one?
This is a tough one.
Or one that you found... really interesting, or I don't know, even a bit out of your comfort zone, because you started a daytime show this year.
Yes, yeah, that Thursday show,
which was
1 till 3.
Was that a big step for you?
Yeah, I mean, me and Dom always were chatting about it, because I feel like often our normal shows can sort of move into a daytime show, particularly Whistleblowers is almost like the sports version of daytime.
It's that sort of bridge in between, isn't
exactly
it?
Yeah.
And you do. I find whenever I listen to you and him, it tends to end up a little bit jokey,
a little bit.
Sort of, you kind of delve into the pop culture. You're making fun references and things like that, and it's very digestible, which works well on daytime.
Thank you.
And I like your show. I've listened to that Thursday show, as it's called.
You tune in quite a lot.
I do. Well, I used to, as I said, I used to do my placement, and I was. Oh, I don't know if you're listening, tune out now, placement people. I would listen to your show on Thursdays when I was working, and because I'd have to edit. So I'd listen to you guys chatting. As soon as you'd play a song, I'd turn the song off. I'd go back to my editing, and then I'd be like, right, it's been long enough.
And go back to it.
But yeah. Has that been a fun new experience? Has it been very different from what you're used to?
Yeah, quite different. I mean, it's a weird one because I feel like, because I love sports so much, it's almost fairly natural to sort of find talking points within that and sort of just naturally ask questions and follow along whatever we're discussing.
Yeah.
Whereas I know particularly when I've been hosting, you almost have to try and work out, well, what are we talking about at this time? When are we doing this? And we always have a tier list at, well, it was 12, now it's 2 o'clock. And we do like a couple other games and stuff throughout at specific times. But then we always have to try and find something to fill.
Find more content.
To fill the middle.
I would say that's been a big challenge with me and Joe. I didn't realise how long 2 hours is.
It's long.
Even when you're playing so much music, and they really encourage you to play a lot of music, so that's what people want, and you're talking, you're doing sort of like 2 minute features in between when you're talking. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
I do have a notes list on my phone. Anytime I'm walking around, anything sparks an idea, it goes
go
on my list immediately. And then when Joe and I are in the studio, I just pull it up and we're just going, okay, so this is what we, I was like, Joe, TikTok, I've been watching TikTok. So now that's become a feature on our show, is what I've been watching on TikTok that week, because you can steal that. You can steal that idea.
We will.
Easy to talk about. But yeah, your tier lists, which are going well.
Yeah.
I quite like the one you did the other one. Months of the Year.
Months of the Year. It's a tough one, that.
It was. And I was getting very... I don't know how to say it politely.
You're disagreeing with all of our opinions.
Yes, you were wrong. Just all of you were wrong constantly.
So what's your favourite month?
Oh, it is February, and I am biased. It is my birthday. But it's just a good month.
So what's the worst month? Or what the, like, is it, do you prefer, like, what kind of seasons then do you prefer?
I've recently become a summer convert.
Okay, nice.
So I used to be like, autumn's nice. I like the autumn. I like the winter. It's nice and cold. But I think because I'm not at school anymore, it's so depressing in the winter. Oh my good. Like, it's dark, and I'm not a fan of it. I've gone off it quite a lot. I can't remember what you said your favourite was.
I think February was up there. Obviously my birthday as well. And I think June's up there as well.
June is quite good.
Because June particularly as well, obviously it's less relevant for older people, but post-exams.
Because
you almost never have exams in June.
And or if you do, it's the first and second of June.
Exactly, yeah, and then you're done, which is quite nice. And I think I put July up there as well. August, I think I was a bit harsh on. I do like August as well. I just like summer. Just relaxing, not much you have to do.
I like it to an extent. I do go a little stir crazy in the summers, I will say. Even if I've got stuff to do, I'm like, I don't want to do stuff. I want to relax, but then I spend too much time relaxing and I go stir crazy. You know, I'll go out for a walk I walk the dog every day, but I still feel like I'm like, eh. It's too hot.
Occasionally it's too hot.
If it's too hot, then I'm out of there. It's not for me.
Just got to go find a pub to sit in. It's the way. Paddling pool.
Oh, I do like a paddling pool. I do like a paddling pool. As I said, we'd get round to, and I've now finally remembered to get round to it. Social media. Sorry. Online content. Mm-hmm. What has that been like?
It's just social media.
Yeah.
it's good, to be fair. It's not particularly strenuous. It's mainly just coming up with a few ideas here and there about what to post, and then asking the wonderful Diz to do it for me.
To use the Canva account.
Yeah. No. I think it's when it's fairly simple, I'll do most of it. So like our committee profiles, I just did because it's not that hard. It's like a background and a few questions and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against your design talents, but
this is ridiculous.
It's what she does. Mm, yeah. It's her master's is in something to do with illustrations and creative drawing. So it makes sense that she's the one doing it,
exactly.
Definitely. And she does them very well. I do like them. I wish I could be like her sometimes. I do get a little bit envious.
Good, yeah, to train you.
Yeah. Oh, genius.
You could do a video version of this.
Oh, yes.
Of Diz training you. While you ask her these questions.
Yes, I mean, like, so how does I use Canva, but I'm not an expert.
How do you draw a straight line?
Honestly,
it's tough.
That's a big one. Yeah. That is a big one.
I remember my flatmate in first year spent the first 2 weeks of his product design course drawing a straight line, because they started off drawing like A4, then A3, then A2, and then eventually had to do like A1 size straight lines.
I guess it makes sense, because if you don't have to use a ruler, your life is exactly, so much easier. Exactly,
yeah. But... And then they did circles.
I have to ask, I have to get on the podcast. What qualifies you to be head of social media?
Not many people know.
Have you had any experience?
I did work at the 100.
You worked at the 100?
I worked at the 100, I know.
That is insane. That's crazy.
Have to get some applause in there. Fireworks.
That is just a... That was needed to be said for a select group of people needed to hear you say that. But that is still pretty cool that you've worked for the 100 and you've done their social media. I was a bit jealous yesterday. I saw your 100 water bottle.
Yes.
I put mine in the dishwasher and it crumpled up into this weird mess. So I had to throw it away, sadly. But it's a good water bottle.
Yeah.
I need to dig out my 100 merch again, but...
What merch did you get?
I got a t-shirt.
Ooh, what kind of t-shirt? Just like...
It's black and it says the 100.
Nice. Like polo top or t-shirt?
No, t-shirt. I got a t-shirt and I got a water bottle and And they paid for lunch.
Nice. What lunch did you get?
I can't remember. They had a food truck outside David Ross and I got free ice cream.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I don't think I had the lunch. I think I just got the ice cream.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was very nice. And they gave me lots of snacks and lots of... Whatever sponsors were there that day. This is going to make no sense because I haven't explained it.
The crisps, is it?
It wasn't crisps. It was Robinson's.
Oh, the squash.
Yes. They had loads of bottles of squash. You know, the pre-mixed squash.
Yeah.
I think that was like a newish product for them. And they had so much around. They were like, just take them, guys.
Crate
so
home like, with you. Yeah.
Dude, I had like 3 or 4 that I just kept putting into my bag. I think I might have a 100 tote bag as well, actually.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But yeah.
I've got Trent Rockets one.
I like the stash. Mm. That's important. It's important to get
stash is key.
Yeah. So cricket. As I was going to go back into the cricket a little bit more, because that is your sporting prowess. You do a little bit of motorsport.
Motorsport as well, yes.
Which is mainly Formula One, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
But cricket's the ride and die.
Exactly.
How did you get into cricket? Just playing as a young kid?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I played most sports and then just played... Cricket's the only one I've really played in the summer. Bit of tennis, but like occasionally rather than particularly regularly. And I'm not an athlete, so no athletics, really.
I've always steered clear of athletics. If there's no ball or disc or bat or anything else involved, I don't see the point.
No, I agree.
I find it hard to motivate myself to keep going.
No, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I just sort of ended up... I watched it quite a bit as well, because my dad is a huge cricket fan. Mm. And so I remember 2009... 2009 Ashes. I remember watching, it was probably one of the first games I'd watched, and we were in like our living room, and it was like 6 p.m. like it was like final 10 minutes or whatever of play, and England were batting out for a draw, and they had they had 9 wickets down, so if one of the batsmen got out, they were going to lose it. And I had no idea what was really going on. My dad was trying to explain it. I still didn't really understand. And like when you look back on it, it was like a pivotal moment in that Ashes series. And I just had no clue what was going on, other than I was just saying, like, why don't they smash the ball? Like, there's space there, hit the ball there and things, not really knowing what's going on. And then sort of slowly watching more cricket and playing more cricket, understanding exactly.
That's nice, you've got like that sort of first memory of going, no, but they're doing it wrong.
Exactly, yeah. Just hit it.
Six
exactly.
Every time. It's that simple.
I was basically Bazball before Bazball.
As you should be. No, I like that. I assumed it was a family thing. Cricket tends to be my dad liked it, my mum liked it, so now everyone in my family's doing it. And you just kept up with following it then.
Yeah, pretty much,
Do you find it, because it's in the summer, mostly it gets that sort of special attention? So, or at least in your mind, you know, there's nothing like football, rugby, nothing like that's going on at the same time. So it's kind of all there is.
I think, similar to like whenever the World Cup's on or the Euros are on, because it's the summer, it's like, oh my God, yes. Yeah. And everyone like watches it because there's nothing else to do. Cricket similarly, I can just go to the Oval or whatever and just sit there for 4 days, watch cricket with my brother. And that's all I'm doing for a week. Like when I, in my year off, I was in New Zealand and I had... a week before I went to Australia, and the test match was on, and so for the 5 days of the test match I went and watched every single ball, and just sat there on my own, had like a headphone in, listening to podcasts while watching the cricket and just doing nothing basically.
There is something soothing about it. It's very repetitive, and I don't mean that as a bad thing, because you know then when something strange happens, it's even that more exciting. But it's very much someone throws it, someone hits it, someone throws it, they don't hit it. And as much as like it changes every time, so you do pay attention, it's quite cathartic to watch. I do quite like it's nice and relaxed.
Indeed, yes.
But also there's a lot of energy there, surprisingly. I've only seen a couple cricket games this summer, but there've been some good ones. I think
Trent Bridge one in particular, I assume.
Yes, the one we went and saw for free, which was,
that's the key.
It was free. It was a nice sunny day, but not too sunny.
No.
You get sunburned. And then apparently it was a very good day of cricket.
Apparently.
You'll have to, I don't even remember what it was for. You'll have to tell people what day of cricket was it?
It was day 5 of the test match. And Johnny Bairstow hit 136 and smashed the ball everywhere. Mm. And England chased down a massive total, which no one expected them to, because we'd lost 16 of the previous 17 matches.
Yeah. I just remember everyone going, wow. That's amazing. And I was like, cricket. And I've heard you don't like Johnny Bairstow, is that correct? Or you don't think he's quite the calibre that some of the other players are?
Yeah, exactly. I think...
Did this change your mind at all, or you still...
A little bit. I mean, he's still he's quite old now, so I think he's probably going to lose any consistency Dom thought he had.
I'm just here to stir the pot with
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
If people just want prodding. To listen to exactly. the cricket chat, they should listen to
Sticky Wicket. Exactly, yeah.
Out on all podcast platforms, I believe, and you
correct.
Just tune in and listen, and it's quite good.
It's quite good.
in a
cricket way.
Very, yeah. I don't understand what you're saying half the time, to be honest, because I'm not a big cricket watcher.
No. We should, I reckon, do like an audio dubbed version for those who don't know cricket. So you can hear me and Dom talking and then get someone... who obviously doesn't know what cricket is, describing what we're saying. So when I'm saying, Bairstow blasted a brilliant century, they'll be like, Johnny Bairstow hits 100 runs amazingly.
Yeah. I could definitely do the voiceover if you told me what it was.
Exactly,
because I wouldn't be able to translate for the everyday listener. Would you say, so cricket's kind of the number one sport, I guess you're interested in, you talk about it a lot.
Yes.
Podcast on it. What would you say is your second one? Would it be motorsports, or would you say, because I believe you're a big rugby fan?
Yeah. Watching wise, probably motorsport. Playing wise,
I guess you don't really have the opportunity to play.
Yeah, exactly. No. Well, you can go go-karting, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Playing wise, maybe either hockey or football recently. But then I didn't play football at school. I played hockey, not at all.
Is it an option? Or?
I played hockey at school. So I did rugby first term, hockey second term, cricket third term.
Nice.
And I just played in the playground. But then here I play an absolute load of football, basically.
It is worth mentioning the URN Hangovers team.
Exactly.
You are struggling. Head of, captain of, I believe.
Yeah, captain.
Captain of pretty much all of them, as much as...
Two of the three.
Yes. You still play a managerial role, I'd say, in the netball side. But shout out to Ava, who is the real captain.
The real captain, yeah. Wow.
She's my captain. but Hangovers, we have the hockey team, we have the football team. How's the season been going, Toby?
Football not great. We've won two games, one by the other team forfeited.
I was going to say, I think one of them was... I remember the first Hangovers win of the whole year was on a technicality.
They
didn't turn up or something.
So there were only five, it was seven aside, and they only had five players for the first 10 minutes, in which time we scored two of our goals.
Nice.
And then we scored another one and beat them 3-0 in the end.
Oh, you still played the game.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's a big
just
win.
About. Hockey's actually not going horribly.
Seems like whenever you do lose, it was quite close sometimes.
Well, so we've actually played only three matches properly, and we've lost all three of them. But we've had other teams forfeit four times against us.
Oh, wow.
So we're in the positive somehow. And we, in theory, won our division last year, in 2022, like the first season, because I just put more results in on the table. No one else played more than two games, and we played six.
Fair. So,
easy win.
Love a win.
On the technicality again. Exactly.
As long as you're winning, that's what's important. Right. I'm going to ask you again one of my
pre-prepared questions.
Pre-prepared questions. And I did actually prep. Most people I don't prep. Mm-hmm. I ask them and they go, good question. But that's why I was like, you know what? I'll actually do my job this time. What is your iconic piece of clothing, your iconic look? How would your fans, how would the Sticky Wicket diehards recognise you walking around campus?
In my shorts, basically. I got spotted by last year I was just like a cricket, just play session. And one of the guys in the team who was there, like leading it, basically came over. He was like, oh, you were in Derby Hall in first year, weren't you? And I was like, yeah. It's like, oh, I recognise you. You wore shorts all the time. And that was the one way you basically knew who I was. So
that's exactly what I'm going for here. I'm trying to get the radio.
Exactly, yeah.
Shorts. Spotting everyone on campus. Is there a reason why? Just
get hot otherwise, yeah, comfortable.
I will say my brother is exactly the same. He is shorts all year round.
Yeah.
He'll wear a pair of jeans when my mum says you have to for this event.
Yeah, same.
I think he has one pair of sort of emergency jeans, and I think they're black jeans, so he can also wear them for slightly formal occasions.
Nice, yeah.
So he's kind of gone for that, but I just remember always teachers being like, is your brother not cold? I'm like, no, he just chooses not to be.
Yeah, it's a mindset.
That's what he, you know what, that's what he's always said. He's always been like, I could be cold, but I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just don't.
No. And realistically, your legs never get cold. Like,
yeah.
If you're sat in the cold doing nothing, okay, they might, but you're likely to be walking around.
If you're walking around, that's where sort of where the blood's flowing.
Exactly, yeah.
But you've got your jumper on still, or maybe a coat.
Maybe a coat.
You'd go crazy.
It depends, yeah.
If it's snowing heavily outside.
Heavily snowing,
will
yeah.
you think about a coat?
Yeah, Holly might make me wear a coat.
Got to do what, do what you're told. So other people being like, you do need
it.
To take care of
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Your temperature regulation is, they're like, this is, no, not. Like, I think shorts is a good one and it's an easy one. So if there is someone every day you're seeing walking to Skinny in shorts,
it's pretty
it
me.
Could be Toby. Mm. There are a couple other people I do see at this time of year wearing shorts.
There's a few,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, fair enough. I think just because my brother did it, I was like.
You spot it.
Yeah, like, familiar. Mm. I'm like, this feels normal. Bizarrely, even though most people, I guess, wouldn't call it normal. You are mainly a sports person in the URN sphere. You also do a little bit of daytime. Are there any stereotypes around sort of like your part of the station that you would like to refute on air? Or do you think you fall into them?
I'd probably fall into them. Yeah. I don't know. What stereotypes would you say there are around sports?
I don't... To be honest, sports is a bit more of a tricky one because...
We like sport. That's kind of...
It is pretty much just people who really like sport and just want to talk about sport. I guess to an extent, we tend to see it as a more masculine area, but we have some really good women in the sports section. Ava with her sports hour, and I know you have Jemima and Charlotte.
Yep.
Part of Sticky Wickets, part of whatever. They're the cricket girls.
Exactly,
really.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of, it's getting a little bit better, but...
Better, yeah. I mean, we did have just April for a while, and before April, I don't even know if we had...
Had anyone,
yeah. But it's improving.
It is.
It's improving.
So, sports stereotype, probably. You're wearing shorts all the time. I guess I feel like in my mind, sports would wear a lot of athleisure.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess shorts kind of count in, fall into that. And sports like
tops.
Talking about sports.
Yeah.
So... So you are a sports stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. Can't refute that.
How do you feel about the daytime stereotype? And what do you think that is?
Daytime stereotype. Ooh. Fairly bubbly, I guess.
Chatty.
Yeah. Like Taylor Swift, which I do. Number one artist on Spotify.
Nice. As she should be.
Exactly. It's just rude not to.
I will say, we are recording this on the day where the first episode has gone out. So this is going to date it for some people whenever I release this. And I did get a message from Olivia Conroy. Love her. And she said, in the first like 3 minutes I was listening and you say bad things about NSTV. And I was like, whoa, it wasn't me, it was Margot. And then she went, and now Margot doesn't like Taylor Swift. She's like, Erin, is this a personal attack? And I was like, no, it's fine. The rest of us like Taylor Swift. You'll be okay. So I do feel like I have to come on here and say, this is a pro Taylor Swift, pro NSTV podcast.
Yeah, just about.
Just about, anyway. Just to refute any claims or just to keep the peace with NSTV. Don't kick me out, guys. Don't kick me out. And we are recording this before you've done the ice hockey varsity, which is coming up next week.
Exactly. One week yesterday.
This will be probably put out quite a few weeks after that, but that's fine. How is the build-up to it going? Have you been studying your ice hockey facts?
A little bit. I mean, I did some... work and research for it last year, so I kind of understand and watched it obviously last year as well, so I kind of know what will be going on roughly, but I think me and Dom were chatting about it a bit yesterday. I think we're going to just try and message a few the teams and stuff, work out who's top scoring, who are the good players, and have a few just talking points really while we present between the quarter or the thirds even.
Do you find presenting live at an event like that is trickier, is more what you enjoy doing than say like the Sticky Wickets podcast that's pre-recorded?
They're fairly well, so most I guess of my live stuff is still on radio, which feels fairly similar to Sticky Wicket. I kind of prefer the live stuff in some ways, mainly because I edit Sticky Wicket, and it means if we do muck up something, we have to just continue through the live stuff and I don't have to edit it out, whereas on our last So on maybe the podcast before last, actually, when we did our top 10 moments of the year, Dom and I got confused about which order we were doing stuff in. And so there was a solid 5 minutes of us trying to reorganize the list into which order we wanted it, which I just had to kind of just cut out.
Which is the benefits of a podcast.
Exactly,
however,
yes.
It does mean it's a bit more effort.
A little bit, but that's fine.
Exactly.
We move.
Exactly.
Do you edit the Eco Frenzy, or how does that one work?
I do. I depends on how much time I have on my hands. I try and take out bits. It's less taking out content, more taking out pauses, awkward silences, anything
sure,
like
yeah.
that. And we're all three of us are quite prone to umming, as I just did, which is the reason why on the Erin and Joe show we have the game.
The game. It's a good game.
I think you've been...
I've partaken in the game.
And now I'm so conscious of my umming, but I do tend to on Eco Frenzy because we do it live and the whole point is it's live and then the live stuff is edited. But it is just I take out the ums because most of the stuff we say is on topic, on theme. It's what we want to say. So actually if you cut it out, it doesn't make sense how, like our thought processes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is what it is. But it means it's not as heavy an edit as other stuff. I can imagine Sticky Wickets is generally quite good, but...
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better as well. I think it still varies, though. Like, there'll be times where I think, I don't know, me and Dom were either just a bit tired or just a bit unsure about exactly what we're going to say, and then it just, I don't know, one of us stumbles over words and then we can't quite work out where we were going. Well, give me a sec. And then Dom will just shout, edit as loud as he can.
Does.
And then you see the spike.
He does. And I will give a little plug to his other non-URN podcast, Nonsense Football. I think it's called Nonsense Football Pod. It's actually quite good. I do, again, listen to that one as well. I don't listen to all his podcasts. I listen to
selected ones.
Certain things.
There's a lot of podcasts to listen to, if that was the case.
I listen to the nonsense football one because I do genuinely enjoy it. I don't know much about football. I don't care much about football, but I do enjoy just their chat.
Banter.
And they're funny. But I enjoy listening to him edit because one of his friends, Burn in particular, shouts edit. They all do it now on when they're recording it, because I think Dom must have done it once.
Yeah.
And they all like the idea of it. But the problem is it doesn't spike.
Because
they don't shout loud enough, because they do it online. It's not kind of right into the thing. So you just every so often hear someone go, edit. But it's not like a massive spike. So it kind of works, kind of doesn't. But it's very funny, and it's quite sweet of them to all. They've all picked up on it. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Do you enjoy the editing, or would you rather it got done for you?
A bit of both. I don't mind it. It's got to be done as well.
Yeah.
But I definitely enjoyed it a lot in first year. It's just often like the time it takes occasionally.
In first year, I'm assuming you had a bit more time.
Loads of time.
COVID. We all...
Exactly.
Had quite a lot more time. And I am slowly realising how much time I don't have, but I've assumed I've got lots of time.
Yes.
Because of I'm so used to kind of the COVID times. COVID time zone, which is a little bit different. Who's your favourite person you've interviewed? Because you've done quite a lot of cricket interviews.
We have. I really liked Jared Kimber, who's a cricket journalist.
That must have been quite interesting, because...
He talks for a long time. I think we did a 2-hour Sticky Wicket live show, and the interview comes up longer than that because we played music in the 2-hour show. And it's like an hour and a half, I think, maybe just under. And it is just, and I think we only asked him maybe 10 questions, maybe a few more. I think 10 questions plus our like super over, which is our like 6 quick fire questions. And even I think our 6 quick fire questions, he took his time to answer
some
them.
Some of your quick fire questions have the possibility to be
of
a bit
going longer. Yeah,
and I think occasionally guests go, I will go a little bit longer on it.
Yeah, I mean with our most recent one, we interviewed Sam Cook, who's a Essex quick bowler and he played for the Trent Rockets. And one of the quick questions, I got Dom to change. It was the first time we'd changed them. And I got him to put in the 100 or the blast.
Mm.
So that's Dom's favourite competition's the T20 100. The T20 blast, mine's the 100. And Sam plays in both. And so we asked him that. And he obviously sort of said a fairly democratic
it
answer.
It was very answering without answering anything.
And then I felt like I had to just jump in and try and prod him a bit more. And I said, like, is there a notable difference in the standard or whatever? And he then gave a few bit more of an answer and sort of relaxed into it a little bit.
Because I think he kind of went, oh, I play for both. I can't actually
Yeah, exactly.
Here. Otherwise, you know, one side won't want me. From what I took from what he said, it was the 100's more fun.
Yes.
But I think the T20 is a bit more respected, and so he kind of that's also what he's grown up with.
Exactly.
So he feels, I guess, in himself maybe a bit better, and like this is what one does, and then the 100 is the fun thing, you go play with your friends.
Exactly. I think without putting words in his mouth, it's almost or with anyone's mouth, it's almost like, because the 100 is literally 1 month, it's the only thing that happens in that month. It's almost like a holiday a little bit.
Yes.
That they pretty much, a lot of players move like from one side of the country to another to go play for a team. So he's obviously from Essex. He moved 3-4 hours north, stayed in the hotel, the team
it's
hotel.
A different group of
exactly,
friends.
Yeah.
It's all the same sort of people, but they get to.
And
you know,
international players come across, new coaches as well. So you go to learn new things. And I remember like he was chatting to a lot of the sort of more senior bowlers as well. So trying to learn skills. And I remember one of the days, like Rashid Khan, who's like the world's best bowler, leg spin bowler, he was teaching a couple of the guys like how to bowl leg spin and googlies and everything, and it's just a bit of fun really, because I know they don't have to sort of not actually train, but they don't have to try and improve their skills as much, because it is so focused on the matches that they are playing within that 1 month.
It's a bit of fun. I did enjoy the 100 to an extent.
Why an extent? Oh, well, you did go to the Welsh Fire.
I did. I saw the Welsh Fire against... Surrey? No, it wasn't Surrey. It was
Oval Invincibles? No.
It was some...
Southern Brave?
Southern Brave. Sorry.
No.
No,
Sussex.
Oh, is it Sussex?
Sussex, yeah.
Okay.
It's the South Coast, Southern Brave. Sussex, New Hampshire.
I'm from Hampshire, so I knew it was my end. And they did win, and I was very happy. And my favourite thing is that I can just go, oh, it's the Pom Bears against the Hula Hoops.
Exactly.
They're the crisps. To me, they are just...
If you'd said that to me, then we would have got it instantly. We'd have been like, the Surrey, oh, wait, which team? Is it the green
and
one?
I think it was the Pom Bears and the Hula Hoops, actually.
Pom Bears. It would be the Pom Bears and the Hula Hoops, yes.
Yeah, you can tell, I couldn't remember what the teams were, but I remember that. And
the crisps.
I wouldn't have remembered it was Welsh Fire, even though I remember I saw it in Wales. But that's a separate thing. I like how we've gone down a very cricket route, because I don't talk about it much, because I have no reason to. And it is quite interesting. As much as I stay away from sports and actively in URN advocate against...
Can't even say it with a straight face.
I can't. And no, I'm scared this is going to get taken out of context.
It will. We'll clip it up and please put it on TikTok. You have been on a sticky wicket, though.
Have I?
Did you not come on the 100 special?
Oh, I did.
Yes.
I did. I gave my opinions. And I think my opinion was I preferred the T20. But that was from my experience of going to both games. And I've been to one of each. And when I went and saw the 100, I was very tired that day.
It's a little bit of like with all cricket, it's just luck of the draw. Like what happens on the day. Like for the Trent Bridge one we were talking about earlier, the Johnny Bairstow 136. It could easily, England could have been bowled out for nothing, and it could have been really slow and boring, and it would have been a rubbish day of cricket.
Yeah.
And it's just luck of the draw that we
it
were...
It just happened to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, you could really feel that. My laptop has just told me it's about to run out of battery, so we're going to wrap up before it does, and then none of this is saved, and I will be very upset. We're going to go with two last questions, which I like to ask kind of together, because I kind of think of them as almost opposites of the two sides of the same coin.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. What's your proudest achievement up till this point in your life, and what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a behavioural economics lecture that's happening in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, what proudest achievement? See, this is almost like a generic question, and it's one of those ones you think, oh yeah, it's really easy. It's so hard to think of the past 20, almost 22 years, what I've done that I've been proud of. And to narrow it down.
If you need any help narrowing down, we can go for a radio achievement. We can go for a personal life achievement. You could go for a favourite place you've been on holiday achievement.
Favourite place.
I'm really proud that I went to the south of France last
year. My parents took me to this place, yeah. I feel like URN in general, I guess. Because I do remember when I first signed up for URN, it was during COVID. You weren't allowed to see anyone. It was rule of six, maybe even.
And then they kept getting rid of that every
exactly,
so often.
Exactly, yeah. But I remember I was sat in my room, and I think I just spoke to my mum, and she was like, oh, you should join any societies? And I was like, no, I don't know how to join societies. And she's like, oh, look on the website. So I looked on the website and found the SU website, which had a list of the 300, 500 societies we
so
have.
Many. And also half of them are not active, and there are so many missing.
Mm. But I scrolled through every single one.
I did the same.
And tried to just find something. And URN is the last one you get to.
Yes.
Because it's student-run services and then a URN.
Yeah, the student-run services is a separate tab.
Exactly.
And it's like the last tab.
Yeah.
I did exactly what you're doing, which is why I know exactly how you're...
Got there, yeah.
I did the same thing. And, with my little notebook, a little post-it note of writing down anything that looked interesting. So URN just spoke to you? Or?
So I did a podcast during lockdown with my brother, cricket podcast. Surprise.
I'll do it again.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I just thought it was good fun, might as well. And I remember I actually met Dom in Freshers Week, just on the Downs, and we were chatting. And then I remember when I signed up for it, I was about to text him saying, oh, I've just joined student radio. I remember you mentioning something like that. And before I did that, I thought, I'll just check the group chat. And he was already in the group chat. Aww. So instead I texted him a message saying, oh, I've just seen you've joined it as well.
And you just joined it. Yeah. That's really sweet.
And then Sticky Wicket was born a week or so later.
Yeah. And, was that you talking to the head of sport at the time saying, I want to do a cricket podcast? Or was it you and Dom then going, let's do it together?
I think I texted the head of sport and said, I want to do cricket. Like, what shows are there? I want to do a cricket one. Like, what happens with that? And he was like, oh yeah, I'll see if anyone else is around. And I was like, oh, I know Dom wants to do one, can we and then there was another guy on the chat as well who wanted to do one, and so there was a group chat made with the three of us, and he said one message and then nothing ever again.
Oh, fair enough.
And so me and Dom just ended up doing it. Because I think we were just trying to organise a date, and he was like, oh, I can't do that date. And then never said anything again. Even after we were like, oh, we're at this one or this one. And so I don't know.
Well, that's quite a sweet story. Mm. And so we'll say joining URN has been your proudest achievement. And exactly. Obviously a lot of stuff has come from that.
Achievements within the achievements.
And things like that. And what are you looking forward to?
Other
than our lecture, of course.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I've got another lecture tomorrow as well, so maybe that one. Mm. Lots of lectures.
So many lectures.
I don't know. I'm doing the ums now as well. You can take for the Erin and Joe show, take some of the ums from these. The au natural ums, yeah. I don't really know. I guess in some ways I'm not looking forward to it at all, but also graduating a little bit.
Are you a little bit done with uni, but also never want to leave?
Kinda. Like, I would very happily be here another year, I reckon. But also, I'm a bit like, I can see myself in 6 months' time maybe being like, I don't know. Because I remember when we were leaving school, our head teacher was like, oh, I know some of you, you know, we happy to leave and wanted to leave for a while. And I was like, yes, I know. I wanted to leave ages ago. I wanted to just go to uni. Whereas now I'm a bit like, I kind of want to leave, but I'm also like, I'd have to stay. Yeah, maybe another 6 months. I don't know. So yeah, I guess the 6 months could be good. We can have a part two, and I'll update you.
Toby, after uni.
Exactly.
But I'll take that. Sort of graduating, what's to come, even if it's not set in stone yet, it's kind of exciting.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having
me. My laptop is about to die. It's freezing heavily. I'm on 3%. Once again, massive thank you to Toby for coming on the podcast today. If you've enjoyed listening to Toby, make sure you follow him on Instagram, TobyReynolds10, or you can follow Sticky Wickets, which is just at Sticky Wickets. Make sure you're looking out for any of Toby's podcasts that come out, particularly Sticky Wickets, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've enjoyed listening to my voice, make sure you check out our Instagram, Off Air on Your End, to stay up to date with all the episodes coming out soon.